Thanksgiving has always been my favorite holiday. Those days would start growing up in Wisconsin with the smell of butter horns wafting upstairs. Now, the butter horn, the best way I can describe it, is a homemade creation that my mom used to make with, it's kind of like a Pillsbury crescent roll, except with frosting. Those days would finish with my close-knit group of friends coming over, usually to my place. We'd sit around my parents' kitchen table and laugh about funny stuff our family had done, talk about football, and get going on the leftovers. So it made sense. By the time I was in medical school and three of my friends had moved to Atlanta, that I was going to spend my first Thanksgiving away from home and go visit them in Atlanta. And I especially wanted to spend time with my close friend John. So John had recently gotten engaged, and he moved in with Inga, his fiance, and we never really saw what John and Inga saw in each other. John was into, you know, avant-garde hip-hop. You know, Inga liked the Indigo Girls. And actually, the Indigo Girls were in concert the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and she thought the perfect thing for all of us guys to do would be to go see the Indigo Girls concert. So nobody else wanted to go, but I thought this will be good for unity, this will be good for including Inga. So we went to the Indigo Girls concert, and my two other friends, Brian Duffy and Joe Doyle, who didn't think this was such a good idea, showed up drunk. And Joe, who typically wears black heavy metal t-shirts and jeans to every event possible, somehow found a gaudy plaid shirt, a cowboy hat, and cowboy boots, because he thought the Indigo Girls were enough along the country spectrum that that was the right thing to wear. I wasn't surprised after the concert when Inga said she had to go home and get stuff ready because she's cooking tomorrow for all of us, but I was surprised when John, who was the fun one of us always, said, well, I'm going to go home with her. You know, we're entertaining you guys. And I actually was pretty disappointed about this, and I was bummed out even when we went to the club next. But Joe Doyle and Brian Duffy, a little bit more drunk at this point, were not at all bummed out, and they proceeded to talk to every girl in the club trying to find somebody to dance with. Now, for some reason, they're able to talk and convince one of the cutest girls in there to come over, cheer me up, start dancing with me. And this is a girl that I never would have dreamed of approaching. She looked at home. She looked like she belonged in that club, as opposed to awkward me. She had the skirt, the boots, the tongue ring. And she could really dance. This was not the, you know, when I think of dancing, I think of the somewhat awkward groping and grooving in the basement in a college house party. But she could move. And for some reason, she was into me. That was the first and only girl with a tongue ring I've ever kissed. As that's happening, I get a tap on my shoulder, and I'm a little bit worried it's going to be her, you know, meathead ex-boyfriend Kip, who's got a tank top on despite the fact that it's 40 degrees out. But no, it's just Joe and Brian, more drunk at this point, who hand me the keys to their car and a card. They said, oh, hey, if it doesn't work out with her, come meet us. So unfortunately, things don't work out with the tongue ring girl, not for my lack of trying. And as I'm looking down at the card to try to meet up with Joe and Brian, it's for a free admission into the Gold Club. People in Baltimore recognize the Gold Club. It's an adult entertainment establishment. Perfect for the night before Thanksgiving. As I'm showing up at the Gold Club, this is a classy place. There's tuxedoed guys at the front entrance with, like, the wireless headsets. And I hand them my card, and they say, are you here meeting anybody? And I said, well, I'm here with Brian Duffy and Joe Doyle, but they got here an hour ago. And they kind of talk into their mic. Cowboy Joe? Are you Dr. Soz? Are you here for Cowboy Joe's bachelor party? Yeah, I guess I am. Come with me. You're up in the VIP section. So they take me up to the front and behind the ropes into the VIP section, which is right up in the front with all the dancers. And I see Brian and Joe sitting in these big leather chairs, shit-eating grins on their face. And the host says, Cowboy Joe, Mr. Duffy, your friend Dr. Soz is here. Enjoy your bachelor party. Drinks, cigars, more women. Can we get you any of these? And Brian and Joe kind of look at each other and say, yeah, yeah, all of these. So Brian kind of nudges me and points me over to the other group that's in the VIP section, in the middle of which there's a very, very tall, very dark-skinned guy, who it turns out is journeyman NBA center Dikembe Mutombo, who was on the Atlanta Hawks at that time. I said to Joe, oh, I didn't know you were getting married. He said, yeah, you're the best man. Dikembe's in the wedding, too. So three reflections on being in a strip club the night before Thanksgiving. Number one, It's a lot less fun when you're the designated driver. Number two, you can't help but feel sorry for the girls that are working on a holiday by taking their clothes off. And number three, it's expensive. Brian and Joe are especially drunk. They're ordering drinks and dances and cigars. And I'm doing the math in my head thinking, if we each max out our credit cards, are we going to have enough to pay for this? End of the night comes and they're bringing the bill, and I'm thinking, I'm willing to bet the Gold Club doesn't have some policy where you can wash dishes and back to make up your bill. One of the guys in Mr. Matumbo's group kind of motions for them, and they take our check. I went up and said, "Mr. Matumbo, thank you very much." And he said, "Oh, it's my pleasure, for Cowboy Joe on his wedding. Have a good Thanksgiving." I'm driving home, and I realize that it's about 5:30 in the morning, and I don't have keys to John and Inga's place. So I'm terrified. Oh, no. I'm going to have to wake up this girl that I just met who already doesn't like her. Already doesn't like me because we showed up drunk at the Indigo Girls concert. So I knock very quietly on the door. Instantly, the light goes on, door opens up, and of course it's Inga. And I have to explain to her how I took this holiday that I associated with togetherness, you know, with family, with good food, started it bad, drunk at an Indo Girls concert, proceeded to a club, and finally ended the night with a 20-year-old Lithuanian stripper sitting on my lap next to Dikembe Mutombo. And she very non-judgmentally just kind of shakes her head and said, "Well, John's going to be disappointed he missed it." So I went up to my room, and I went through my stuff and found my mom's recipe for butterhorns. Went downstairs to start making them.